Tech fans, and welcome to another episode of TWAT Radio. If you've ever taken web-based training courses, you may have wondered what was going on behind the scenes. Or maybe not. Anyway, today's episode is a brief introduction to e-learning and the ADL SCORM standard. E-learning is the evolution of what many people would refer to as CBT, or computer-based training. Basically, people started realizing the cost and efficiency benefits of delivering training material via the PC, and CBT eliminated the need for instructors, aside from the instructional design of the course itself, and if the data was saved to a database somewhere, allowed the learner to engage in portions of the training at their convenience until they completed. Now, in the corporate world, this caught on rather quickly, as, for instance, product training could be delivered to sales associates both locally and remotely with an efficiency that was never before realized. Though the military and several other industries have been using computer-based training for many, many years, only in the last decade or so has this type of instructional delivery really taken off. And with the popularity of the internet and proliferation of broadband connections to homes everywhere, online learning became a viable and very popular topic for companies and institutions, as it allowed for the centralized delivery and tracking of computer-based training. Vendors, of course, started popping up like mad, and before you knew it, there were computer-managed instruction systems, learning management systems, learning content management systems, and every type and size of training management vaporware one could ever hope for. However, as with any other technology, there was a need for standards. Customers didn't lose sight of the fact that content is king, and the onus was then placed upon system vendors to be able to cater to whatever type of course platform their potential customers insisted on using. And in the heyday of learning management systems, or LMSs as I'll refer to them, this meant that the LMS vendors had to go around to every major content development firm to work out interoperability issues. Soon, LMS vendors would tout compatibility with certain content vendors as if they had won some type of award. Obviously, this did not last. Simultaneously, though, there were a couple of organizations working on developing standards for content and system integration to ease the burden on both system vendors and content developers. Today, the emerging standard is SCORM, or Shareable Content Object Reference Model. Ideally, SCORM allows for the abstraction of the core communication between a learning management system and an e-learning course. A course developer need only be concerned with the data it needs to send, and the learning management system, once developed, will accept these standard data objects regardless of how the course was put together or the type of content it contains. So, let's wrap up this episode with a brief overview of how a course and an LMS communicate. Basically, SCORM outlines a standard JavaScript API wrapper page that allows course developers to communicate with the LMS. The course developer need only be able to pass their data to a set of variables in JavaScript without having to worry about the architecture on which the LMS was built. Thus, LMS vendors can develop an ASP-based system, a Java J2EE-based system, PHP, whatever. And this also allows course developers to develop their content in whatever platform they prefer. For instance, Flash is rapidly becoming one of the most popular e-learning development platforms because of its rich multimedia capabilities and its ability to communicate with its parent page's embedded JavaScript. In fact, Flash is so popular that you can install add-ins that will publish your Flash Swift to SCORM compliance automatically. Still, there are many companies who develop their courses using dynamic HTML, server-side scripting, and virtually any other web-based content avenue you can think of. Now, the SCORM standard outlines a set of required variables and then a larger set of optional variables that an LMS may or may not support. Course developers, if packaging for a wide variety of learning management systems, can stick to the basic required variables, while developers who may be putting together custom content for a specific customer and/or specific system can take advantage of any of the more detailed information that may be passed with the optional variables implemented by the LMS. So let's go over what happens when a SCORM-compliant course is launched from a SCORM-compliant LMS. First, the learner who is logged in and authenticated with the LMS launches a course. The LMS, knowing who the learner is, passes data such as user ID, required mastery score, bookmark, and status to the SCORM variables contained in the JavaScript API wrapper page. This API wrapper page launches the content, who then reads the information and can determine if the user was previously in the course or where they may have left off. Now, once the learner completes the course or has had enough for now, they exit the course. And courses are usually designed with an exit button or are triggered with an on-close event so they know when to pass the appropriate data back to the API wrapper page. Then, either automatically or manually triggered, the LMS grabs the data in these variables and writes it to its underlying database, tracking the learner's progress. Well, that's it for today. Next episode, we'll get into the nitty-gritty of communication between courses and LMSs, and possibly discuss what you can pick up by sniffing the traffic during these interactions. And we'll go over some shortcomings of courseware design and ways to prevent cheating. That's it for now. I'm Black Math. You've been listening to TWAT Radio. Have a good day.